And comes now the February 8th, 2024 edition of Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides. This one, my voice failing me, thank goodness for flashbacks, is a flashback. And we're going to be jumping all the way back to October 23rd, 1997. And I'm a bit abashed to admit that I don't have any protests, demonstrations, or events of the weekend to announce to you, perhaps tide you over until my next show, which is Sunday, a longer show which may well have something more contemporary. No promises. Here's a little of the usual music to perhaps soften the blow.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you.
And there are some sweet songs of, I think, social significance, still of social significance, actually, in the upcoming flashback to 1997. They're from the Mime Troupe musical or presentation Fact Wino versus Armageddon Man, which was a sort of, I think it was mid or late 80s, or maybe early 80s, I'm not sure. It's pretty much an 80s musical from played in the parks, as the Mime Troupe still does. Although I think it's Mime Troupe is less pointed than it was, I'm afraid. I don't know if it's lost its point entirely, but I've talked about the Mime Troupe in different shows. I found one particularly very ironic aspect of the Mime Troupe was in 2010 when it was performing, oh goodness, I don't know, not far away from where Peace Camp 2010 was getting ticketed and arrested for protesting, and there was very little mention, if any, by the Mime Troupe of what was going on in Santa Cruz. In fact, I don't recall if there was any, but I could be wrong. I don't want to do them dirty in that regard. In any case, I like their music with this musical, this mime political presentation with music. And the only problem with it is it's you can't get it anymore, although I think it actually is available in a somewhat rough form on YouTube. If you look up Fact Wino versus Armageddon Man, you can find it in, I think, 6 or 7 parts. And you can actually see it. I think somebody took a video of it while they were performing in one of the parks. The music you're going to hear, however, in this flashback came from, I think, it's not of the quality that I wish it was, but I think you may get the idea, or at least I hope you do. And also there's a lot of other interesting things. David Silva, Dead on David, as I called him, was pressing to put together the first initiative to end the sleeping ban, which never made the ballot, but which served as an organizing tool. And, I mean, I always say that we got the word sleeping out of the sleeping ban, but that didn't really matter, because what they did was they put in all kinds of other words that essentially amounted to the same thing in order to get around the Martin versus Boise, they being the Santa Cruz City Council, I think under either Martine Watkins or one of her colleagues. You'll also be hearing Father Eric Duff talking about the Eureka South Spit Jetty injunction, where it was an attempt in, way up there to drive people in Northern California, who were in this Northern California homeless encampment, away by false claims about health problems. You'll hear Carol Denny talking about the Berkeley City Council's being confronted about pepper spray. And finally, about the a further flashback in 1997. I flashed back to 1991 on that show when it was originally aired, to go to the issue of the people at the town clock who were protesting the first Iraqi war and also police abuse against homeless people and violence against homeless people at the town clock, when the city council turned the town clock into a from a free speech zone into a curfewed area. And so that's all coming up for you. So here it is.